Wait, they're not listening.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
A happy Easter. Well, you're a jolly sight more wide awake than the 8 o'clockers were. Good to see you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Praise Band, for that welcome. I think this is maybe not the first time that the Praise Band have been part of our Easter Day celebration, so I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you all being here on this special day, this new day, this Alleluia day. Let's stand and begin our service by singing our opening hymn, which you'll find in your bulletin. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah!
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray the collect for this Easter day. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
The first reading this morning is from the book of Acts. Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians. I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved. If you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James and to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Whatever you want. That's just there for anybody who needs to stand. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I'd like to invite the young folks to come and gather around for a moment. Wow, you two have grown up. The last time I saw you, oh, where is it? There it is, right at the back. You were about that big. You may remember this. This was a very memorable day. You may remember this. I took you by the ankles, and I turned you upside down, right? And I went, chung, chung, and in water. Do you remember that? Good. That's the kind of thing that will put you in therapy for the rest of your days. Hi. You remember, don't you? That's why you're staying over there. So today's April Fool's Day. Is that why we're here? How do you know that? How do you know it's that? It's April Fool's Day. How do you know that? How do you know that? It's April Fool's Day. It's going to snow tomorrow. What? No, this isn't Saturday. This is Sunday. It's April Fool's Day. Right? Isn't it? Is that right? April Fool's Day? So all of this is a myth. Like a female moth. It's a myth. That didn't go down very well, did it? Do you know, a long, long time ago, there was a group of people who used to go around proclaiming the gospel, and do you know what they were called? Fools for Christ. It's a big movement. It went all around Europe. Fools for Christ. No. The apostles, you know the apostles, they're the ones who followed Jesus, and then when it really got tough, they ran away. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, that's right. That's why it's called April Fool's Day. You think there's chocolate in here, don't you? What do you mean, let's find out? That's all you think about. All you think about is your food. You're like the cats at home. All they think about is food. It's April Fool's Day, you know that? Okay, gang. So what are you going to do for the rest of the day? Eat food. Well, there you are, you see. You're going to play with your family. That's a nice thing to do. What are you going to play? You don't know? Some April Fool's game. Yeah, why not? Lots of games at your aunt's house. So you're going to tire your aunt out, right? So she has to have long naps, right? Well, I think that's lovely, because you've come a long way to come here. You must have got up very early this morning to come here. Went all the way from North Carolina, South Carolina, somewhere. All where? North. That sort of, yeah, right, down there. Okay, well, I hope you have a lovely April Fool's Day. Have you got Easter eggs? Yes? You got a lot of stuff. You know, I used to look forward to it. We used to get these big chocolate Easter eggs, and they used to be full of little Easter eggs. You got a bunny butter sculpture. You cut off its head. That was very generous of you. How did it feel about that? I don't know. Well, I hope you remember on this April Fool's Day that there's something else very important that we remember. That's exactly right. And what did Jesus do? He died on a cross. And then what? He went home? He came back. He came back. And he promised us new life every day. And that's always worthwhile holding on to. Okay? So you're going to come and join us for a chockey? Or do I have to throw one at you? I'm going to throw you one at you. Okay. I hope you can catch. All right? Okay, gang. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Be kind to your parents, because they're the ones that's doing all the work, right? And your aunts and your uncles and your grandparents and cats, dogs, and anything else that's in there. All right, wow. There you go. All right, you coming? There you go. Oh, you're welcome.
Listening to my classic radio station this past week, I discovered that this year is the 50th anniversary of the King's Singers. I don't know how many of you have heard of the King's Singers, a British a cappella vocal ensemble named after King's College, Cambridge. When Raylan and I moved to this country some 30-odd years ago now, it was the King's Singers that helped us make the transition from one world to another. It was a difficult period for us. And though we'd been planning the move for some time, Emily was only a few months old. I had left a successful career in order to go back to school, and we had left a wonderful little market town in England for the busy metropolis of Washington, D.C. In short, we were both deep in culture shock. Let me give you a taste of what it's like. I'd been to America before, I knew what it was. It was over there. And I knew that by force of habit, you drive on the wrong side of the road. What I hadn't been introduced to was turning right on red. That was a new experience. What was even newer was turning left on red while doing a U-ey. Across 6 lanes of traffic. We used to see that every night, up and down Route 1. They're just antinomian in there. Culture shock is painful for anyone who's gone through it. Reverse culture shock, when you come back to your own country having lived overseas for some years, is even worse. Every Saturday morning, on the local public radio station WETA, there was a program of classical music introduced by a much-loved announcer in Washington, D.C., Bill Seri. Some of you who may have lived in D.C. may remember Bill Seri, his wonderful, soft, gentle voice. And each Saturday, he always opened his program with a song by the King Singers. You are the new day. I will love you more than me and more than yesterday. If you can but prove to me you are the new day. Send the sun in time for dawn. Let the birds all hail the morning. Love of life will urge me, say you are the new day. When I lay me down at night, knowing we must pay, thoughts occur that this night might stay yesterday. Thoughts that we, as human small, could slow worlds and end it all, lie around me where they fall, before the new day. One more day, when time is running out for everyone, like a breath I knew would come, I reach for the new day. Hope is my philosophy, just needs days in which to be. Love of life means hope for me. You are the new day. At 9 a.m. every Saturday, Brennan and I would stop whatever it was we were doing in order to listen to You Are the New Day. It was one of the things that helped us through those first difficult months. Sadly, Bill Seri died. Actually died on air. But the song lived on in his memory and quickly took on a theology of its own. Even today, whenever or wherever the King Singers perform, often in church settings, invariably they are asked to sing, You Are the New Day. It's not a religious song, per se. According to St. Google, the song was composed by a Welshman, John David, a rock musician, and dedicated to someone called Molly, who I discovered actually is a small, well, was a young girl at the time she was dedicated. I don't know this Molly. I did know a Molly once. She was my aunt, Aunt Molly. Her husband was Uncle Arthur, my mother's brother. They would come to our house every Christmas for years until there was what we say in where I come from, a falling out. A falling out over a pork pie. Hands up those of you who know what a pork pie is. Well, there's a few of you. Okay, that's your recipe. No, that's not a pork pie. It's like that, but it's not like that. That's your work for this week. Find out what a pork pie is. Oh, it's wonderful. I still miss them. Pork pie and HP sauce and chips, or French fries as you insist on calling them, and mushy peas. That rare delicacy of Yorkshire. Well, we fell out over this pork pie. I have no idea why, but they stopped coming for years because of that pork pie. It was quite a while before they came to a new day in their relationship, but they did. St. Edward's, if you haven't already discovered it, is a church that loves alleluias. From Ash Wednesday through the season of Lent, we miss them. We long for them to return at Eastertide. On Ash Wednesday, when the alleluias are dropped and the deacon or the priest says the dismissal, you can hear this audible, and then they've got to come back down again. Alleluia literally means God be praised. And it's a fitting sentiment at Easter. And throughout the year, for all that. But like the Easter bunny, like Easter eggs, the Alleluia is not the be-all and end-all of Easter. What Easter is all about is that through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, God brings in a new day. Not just for some, but for all of us. Whether it was originally intended or not, the you in the song, "You Are the New Day," rapidly became a musical icon for God in Christ, who through his resurrection heralds for us a new day, a new beginning. It's this new beginning that allows us to say, "The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah, God be praised." For those who have attended the services through Holy Week, you will have gathered that one of the themes, in fact the theme, throughout my Holy Week reflections are on the actors, the people who were part of the drama of the Passion of Jesus. For all that Jesus is the central figure of it all, it's the many and varied people who play their parts around him that forge that connection between his death and resurrection and our own lives. On Good Friday, looking on in horror from a safe distance, we left the women who had followed Jesus so faithfully. Women such as Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Salome, and Mary the mother of Jesus. And in the foreground, we left Jesus' opponents ridiculing him, spitting on him as he hung on the cross. And we left the male disciples, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, and of course Judas, who all deserted Jesus. Have you ever wondered what they must have felt when it was all over? What they must have felt once the crowds were dispersed, the bodies of the crucified taken down, and the body of Jesus recovered by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, washed and embalmed in precious oil and placed in a tomb close by. What must they have felt when it was all over? The Gospels don't tell us. they're silent. But you know. You know. Have you noticed? Whenever a major crisis befalls us, whether personal or on a larger scale, a silence seems to pervade all. It's as if the world stands still, holding its breath as we wait in the silence and the stillness, wondering what next. After the crucifixion, I imagine the followers of Jesus waiting in the silence and the stillness, each with their own dreams and fears. You and I know this. We've experienced them in our own lives. Regret, fear, sadness, grief, loneliness, and wondering, perhaps fearing, what the new day might bring. It was Mary Magdalene who went to the tomb first and saw Jesus, saw that the stone covering the entrance to the tomb had been rolled away. Thinking the body of Jesus had been stolen, she ran and told Simon Peter and another disciple, who actually we think is John, being rather coy about it all, and reported to them what she had seen. They went to the tomb as well, as good men should. They have to go and confirm what the women have already told them. They're never quite going to believe it, so the men are going to go to the tomb. And sure enough, they find it's exactly what Mary Magdalene said. So then what do? They go home. The matter has been proven. Let's go home. Typical males. Except, of course, for just a few of us. Leaving Mary at the tomb, weeping. And then, at the great vigil last night, I said to the gathering people there, this is a phrase I've become to take to my own. C.S. Lewis said it, I think in one of the Narnia stories. He called the resurrection the deepest of all magics. Then the deepest of all magics happened. Mary saw a man. She thought he was a gardener. But it was a risen Jesus. And as she turned, he called her name. Mary. And perhaps for the first time since that horrible day, Mary heard the birds singing, saw the sun rising, heralding a new day, and running to tell the disciples, she said, I have seen the Lord. And surely, surely, she must have sensed the deepest of silence ending. That's why we say the Alleluias. That's why we say the Alleluias. The Lord is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. For the risen Christ heralds in our new day. Every day. Not just today. Every day. I told a story last night about a couple in my former parish. Joe and Margaret Pedrick. Joe had been the parish priest there for 18 years. He was a tall man. And like all clerics of his generation, dressed in black with his Homburg hat, drove a big black car and sailed down the main street of the town like the Queen Mary. For 20 years or more, he drove the road from Lockhaven to Renova to do services at both parishes and never missed a day.
snow or hail, rock fall, Joe was always there. Theirs was not an easy life. This is the 50s. They had a son, and they discovered that he was gay at a time when it was not acceptable to be gay. And then he died of AIDS, one of the first to do so. Margaret was prone to depression. There were times when she would take to her bed for months. It was hard for them. And then, sometime after his retirement, Joe died. It was, as we like to say, a good passing, a gentle passing. And we celebrated his life and ministry in those towns. But oh, it was hard on Margaret. And she went deeper and deeper into her depression. Until one Sunday afternoon. And we got home after our services. And I was in the rectory. And the phone rang. This is before the days of cell phones, of course. The electric light had just been invented. And the phone rang. And it was Margaret. And she said, "I just want you to know that everything's all right." I said, "That's nice, Margaret. Thank you. Thank you." She said, "Well, I was sitting in my chair looking out of the window, and," she said, "I sensed something behind me, and I heard Joe's voice say, 'Margaret, it's all right. I'm all right. You will be all right.' So I wanted you to know I'm all right." The Easter story of the resurrection of Jesus is a story of hope and promise that out of every death, out of every dark period of our lives, out of every troubling part of our lives, every challenging part of our lives, no matter in what form it comes, the Easter story of the resurrection is a story of hope and promise that there will always be a new day. Not just for some. God doesn't cherry pick like we do. But for everyone. No matter their race, their creed, their gender, their color, their political thoughts, their religious thoughts. And those of us who think we know better, better be careful. God's perfectly capable of making God's own decisions. Thank you very much. And the proof of it is Easter Day. The resurrection of Jesus. A day of hope and promise that out of every death, no matter what form it comes, there is always the promise of a new day. This is why we can proclaim on this and every day, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed, hallelujah." It's God's way of saying, it's all right. It's going to be all right. This is a new day. I pray you all a blessed Easter.
Amen.
Let us now rehearse our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, which you will find in your bulletin, or page 358 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our prayers of the people, Alleluia, what was dead shall live, what was dark shall shine, what was forgotten shall be remembered, for the Lord is risen and walks among us. Let us confidently bring before God the needs of all our world, asking God for renewal, saying, Christ is risen indeed.
We thank everyone who donated to the Easter flowers. In our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for All Saints in Williamsport and Christ Church in Milton. We pray for Christians, Muslims, and Jews, and all people of faith throughout the world who are suffering persecution for their beliefs. We pray for all those listed in our bulletin in our parish cycle of prayer, the recently departed, and our military personnel. God of life, in gratitude and great joy, we laud you for the gifts of Christ's resurrection. On this day, give us hope, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
On this feast day, which brings joy to all Christian believers, may we commit ourselves to work toward the unity of the church, that Christ's body may be one, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
Honoring the gift of Christ's risen body, may we rise to serve all those whose needs keep them from seeing themselves as the image of God. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
For all who have need of the gift of Easter, for all who journey from illness to health, from despair to hope, from grief to consolation, from loneliness to love, for all our brothers and sisters, that death may have no more power over us. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
For all who suffer and all who mourn, that today the Lord God will wipe away all tears. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
May we have the persistent faith of Mary Magdalene and the surprised belief of Peter and John.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
May we long to be God's sign of life in our world. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
May we be one in faith with all who have died in Christ, for our life is hid with Christ in God. For Christ is risen.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. God of life, we thank you for the mystery planted in us, the paradox of life from death and community from scattered disciples. We praise you for the dying which saves us from death, and for the rising which brings us life. We pray as we live through Jesus the risen one in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Always.
Yeah, I have a card that's worth something like 60. Oh. I got a bunch of candy and a kite, which I always like. And like, I got a laptop thing, but like, I have my laptop off, so I can like put a laptop on it. And,
got a beach towel with headphones on it.
Like, headphones for
$2. About one last.
I can't wait for my brother to use it.
Okay, I got one like weird thing. How else did I get?
I got something else. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I got cookies.
I need more real cookies. I'm going. I wish I had more with me, but I have one right now. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and keep
putting an eye. Oh, see, I have an iPad for it. And I'm just trying to be with an eye.
No.
Oh, you say I have a brown sign for you.
Do you say brown?
Yeah, brown.
And then an E on
it.
Well done, choir. Good to see you all. I have no idea what's going on after the service. I know what I'm going to do, but I can't speak for the rest of you. So there was, after the 8 o'clock, some cake. It said Happy Easter on it, so it must be true. So, you know, please join each other for fellowship and coffee and conversation before you all rush off and have your Easter dinner and a good long nap. Right? Easter's time for a good long nap. Huh? I think. Just a few thank yous. First of all, to the praise band, thank you, folks, for making this day special for us and for all the things that you do. Thank you, choir, for what you're about to offer and what you have been offering throughout Holy Week. It takes an inordinate amount of planning and work to make something like Holy Week feel the way it's supposed to feel. Yesterday, the Altar Guild were here in force, and they have been here just about every day this week getting the church ready for services. Michelle, who churns out bulletin after bulletin after bulletin, trying to keep up with all the changes that are made to different services and different things and so on. There's an enormous amount of work goes in. So to all of you who've been involved in that, thank you very much, because what you do helps what you feel when you come to worship. So walk in love as Christ loved us. He gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Oh,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us, and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Saviour and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which he shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ. And bring us to that heavenly country where with Edward the Confessor and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep peace.
This is the table of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love him and for those who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. You who have been here often and you who have not been here long. You who have tried to follow, and you who have failed, come, because it is the Lord who invites you. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amy is going to see Ray Trithall, who is in Lehigh Valley Hospital. So it's quite a journey for Amy and Bill, and I'm grateful for you for doing that. Whoops. There's a piece of paper everywhere. Amy and Bill, in the name of this congregation, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread and one cup. Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you and enfold you this Eastertide and always. Amen.
Yeah. aspect of this of the most important time. It's not an easy thing to say. It's not an easy thing. And then you get a basis to carry it, but then you have to carry it to the problem. So it was good. Alright, so do you guys get the day off tomorrow? Do you have a school? See you. So you're talking to Bill and Michelle and that? Good.
Yeah. I talked
to Bill last week. You're all good for that?
Yeah.
So that's going to work for you? There's some happy like that.
She sent more pictures.
So I'm sorry to hear.
She sent more pictures and I'll show you.
Okay. I'm done. This is it.
Thank you, Carter.